Hello, everyone. I'm Bill Armstrong, your 2013 NAR Treasurer. Welcome to NAR's monthly podcast on the commercial sector. In mid-April, 350 members of CCIM and IRAM, two prominent groups of commercial real estate practitioners, held a series of successful meetings with a number of representatives on Capitol Hill to remind them about several issues of importance to commercial real estate. Carried interest, lead-based paint, the Marketplace Fairness Act, and TRIA. The third issue, the Marketplace Fairness Act, easily passed the Senate just last week, which is great news for us. It shows that realtors' influence on Capitol Hill is working. The Marketplace Fairness Act would help establish a level playing field between local bricks-and-mortar businesses and online sellers by assisting states in collecting state sales and use taxes on internet and other remote purchases. Currently, consumers are required under state laws to pay sales and use taxes on the goods they purchase, while online sellers are not required to collect the tax in the same way that local businesses do. The resulting pressure on established retailers and a physical retail environment can adversely affect the overall economic sustainability in a community. The Marketplace Fairness Act is a bipartisan bill introduced by Senators Enzi, Heitkamp, and Durbin. The bill still needs to go through the normal legislative process before it becomes law, so NAR will continue to monitor and support it as it progresses. Speaking of Washington, NAR's mid-year legislative meetings are taking place there May 13th through the 18th. This is when realtors make their presence felt among Washington lawmakers, and this happens every May at the NAR mid-year meetings. In addition to coordinated visits to Capitol Hill, we have special forums and events planned for commercial real estate practitioners. On Wednesday, May 15th, both the Commercial Legislation and Regulatory Advisory Board and the Commercial Committee will hold their meetings. On Thursday, May 16th, commercial realtors will come together to network, share issues, and discuss local association best practices for recruiting and retaining commercial members at the Commercial Leadership Forum. That same day, NAR's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, and a panel of commercial experts will share their perspectives on the commercial real estate recovery. Then in the evening, commercial real estate professionals are invited to unwind and network with colleagues at the commercial reception. There's something for everyone, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at mid-year. Recently, our nation has come together under more somber circumstances. I mention this because the events at the Boston Marathon have reminded us once again about the impact of terrorism. Most of the time, we are fortunate that FBI, police, and intelligence agencies working together are able to thwart any such attack in the making, before it happens. However, as we have seen, it's impossible to stop all events. In light of these recent events, I want to emphasize an important legislative item that was recently introduced in Congress called the TRIA Reauthorization Act. TRIA provides risk insurance for businesses in the event of an act of terrorism. Now, TRIA is not a new program. In fact, it goes back more than 11 years to September 11th, 2001. The attacks in New York and Washington on that day didn't just affect our nation's spirit. They also caused an enormous economic impact, including a loss of 1 million jobs, the delay or cancellation of $15 billion in real estate transactions, and a six-year low in commercial construction. Out of the nation's loss, the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act, or TRIA, was enacted in 2002. TRIA protects consumers, businesses, and the overall economy and our nation by providing adequate levels of property and casualty insurance to the nation's small and large businesses in the wake of a catastrophic terrorist attack. The program has helped spur billions of dollars in new construction and created thousands of new jobs. Since its inception, the program has been reauthorized twice, in 2005 and 2007. However, unless Congress acts to reauthorize it, TRIA is set to expire at the end of 2014. Now, that may seem like a long way off, but the looming expiration date has already begun to affect the availability of commercial loans. Without TRIA, the private insurance market won't just pick up the slack. That's because major terrorism is not an insurable risk, at least not for the private sector. Nearly all insurers will exclude terrorism coverage for large or high-profile commercial risks. Really, only the federal government is truly aware of and is in the best position to provide stopgap protection against terrorist threats. That's why it's so important that TRIA be reauthorized. Reauthorization means coverage will continue so that business can continue. The legislation introduced by Representative Michael Grimm of New York and other House lawmakers is an important first step to reauthorizing TRIA. We will continue to keep you updated on this issue. Finally, I'd like to mention that if you're heading to the ICSC show in Las Vegas in May, be sure to stop by the NAR commercial booth. With over 30,000 attendees and 1,000 exhibitors, the ICSC experience provides NAR commercial members great exposure to those who are most active in the industry. Nearly 2,000 realtor members have already registered for ICSC and are invited to reserve space in NAR's commercial booth to meet clients and conduct business. Visit blog.commercialsource.com/ICSC for more information. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Join me on May 28th for my next podcast. In the meantime, be sure to go to realtor.org/commercial for all your commercial sector news and information. And don't forget to join the conversation at the NAR Commercial blog at blog.commercialsource.com. Have a great day.